We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If there's a God, he is laughing at us and our football team.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
And here's the snap. Out of the gun. Mahomes dancing around, fires to Kelce over the middle, driving to the end zone, and he is in. Touchdown, Kansas City. He got behind Tremaine Edmonds and went in for the touchdown. An 11-yard pass from Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce. There's the snap. Mahomes going to throw it. Lofts it into the end zone, looking for Kelce. He's got him. Touchdown, Kansas City. Travis Kelce got past Jordan Poyer for the Chiefs' touchdown. Mahomes takes, looks, gets out of the pocket. Now he's going to keep it and run with it. Sees a first down, sticks, and he slides down at the 19-yard line. That is enough for a first down, an 8-yard pickup, and a fresh first down for Kansas City.
Make no mistakes, played a really good team. You know, they're the defending Super Bowl champs for a reason. We definitely had our opportunities, and we got to be better with it. Again, that's on me. I take that very personally. This is going to be a good week to kind of sit back and learn some things from the tape. Learning from this is, you know, going to help and helps move forward.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
It is a Bills Football Tuesday, the Tuesday edition of Bills Football Monday, brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. Thanks for hanging out with us. I hope you bet the under.
What did I tell you, all day yesterday?
You told me to bet the under is what you told me.
I was too afraid to actually do it. But I did.
Oh, man.
You know, it's
at 13, at halftime, you're going, I told Howard to bet the under.
I know. I almost texted you and said, it's not even that, like, you know, I have any idea what I'm talking about, other than every once in a while when everybody's convinced one thing's going to happen, you're supposed to bet the other thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, there's definitely going to be no punts. And then, like, they punt five times in the first half. You're like, oh, there it is.
Yeah. Well, if I knew the Bills' strategy for the game was to play to keep it close, I would have told you to bet the under.
I know. Well, what it was to keep it close, of course. You know what it was, the strategy, and this might be a little bit of an overstatement. It was the Super Bowl 25 strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It was
let him run.
Listen, we're going to get beat on the ground.
Yeah.
But that's going to keep us in the game. And that was correct.
Yeah, I know, but it's not a fun way to coach and try and win a football game.
It's not fun.
No.
It was correct.
Well,
to some degree.
I know.
They were in the game until that third down, and they looked like they didn't belong in the game. I mean, defensively, they got run over.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like that point has been made a few times, and I saw it made by the Twitter account Yards Per Pass yesterday. Said, like, guys, they're running through them, but it's close.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how it's supposed to go. And you and I talk about it all the time. If you get run on for 200 yards, people say you got embarrassed.
Right.
But if you give up 200 yards in the passing game, that's a bad day. And yards is yards, you know? Like, it was so – everything about it was frustrating.
It was. And, look, there are a number of different – by the way, I will tell you, I feel just fine. To the bigger picture, I'm not freaking out, and we'll cover that at some point this morning. But I'm not panicking. I'm not freaking out. I'm not down. I'm not angry. I'm just okay. I don't agree with the coaching game plan last night, and but in a bigger picture, if you know, I can take a step back and go, okay, they're not ready for prime time. They're not in the discussion with the top teams in the conference. But win the next two games, and you're still in the driver's seat for the division. But I guess, Jeremy, the frustrating thing is, I thought, you know, we sat here yesterday and I talked, hey, the Bills finally have an offense that can score with the best in the league. The best offense. Like, they could get into the quote-unquote track meet. Now, you know, apparently Sean McDermott told the Fox crew at some point, we don't want this game to be a track meet. And they coached to keep it close, and that bothers me. Because I thought this team was different with this offense. You don't worry about keeping it close. And great, they didn't give up a ton of big plays in the passing game. Mahomes throws for 225. But when he needed a clutch pass, they didn't get off the field. I mean, you can talk about how the running game, you know, ultimately maybe that wasn't the biggest problem. They didn't get him off the field. And on third down, if he needed a six-yard pass for a first down, he got it. Or he could throw for 37 yards on third and 12, which was the critical play of the game. The defensive problem was they never got stops. After that first possession in the third quarter, they literally didn't get a stop the rest of the game. It was touchdown, field goal, 10-play drive, 12-play drive, 13-play drive, whatever. And they shortened the game, right? And they didn't get beat by Mahomes going over the top. But in the meantime, they also shortened the game for their own offense.
Yep.
They got 6.5 minutes of possession in the second half. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
Because Kansas City, they were making Kansas City, you're not beating us with the big plays. You're going to have to run double-digit plays, run the ball, and go down the field. You know what they did? They did that. I mean, they had 4 scoring drives of 75 yards and an 82-yard scoring drive. In the meantime, the Bills' offense, which was awful last night anyway, they're sitting on the bench. So I was very frustrated by the overall approach and philosophy. It's the idea of playing not to get blown out. I just didn't like that, you know. And I get it. I listened to the post game, and basically that's what McDermott was saying. You pick your poison. How do you attack Kansas City's offense? And the Bills decided not to get beat with big pass plays, and you're right, it did work. It's a 6-point game with, what, 6.5 minutes to go, and if Clyde Edwards-Helaire's knee isn't down, the Bills have the ball around the Kansas City 30 with a chance to win the game. But it's just frustrating to watch. It's just I don't like that approach, and I just thought you played like you were too afraid of Kansas City. And I didn't like that.
Yeah, it was infuriating. Too afraid of Kansas City. But here's the thing. That's how teams have coached against the Bills the last 2 weeks. Don't give up big ones.
Yeah, and it worked for them.
And the Bills can't beat them.
Yes. And you know what? They're going to have to figure a way how to beat these teams because other teams are going to basically do what Tennessee and Kansas City did. And they're going to, you know, look, Kansas City against the Raiders got torched with plays, big pass plays downfield. They give up 6 pass plays of 20-plus yards. That's the Bills' offense from the first 4 games, right? Last night, do you know how many Bills' pass plays were completed, 20-plus yards?
None.
One. Fourth quarter, Cole Beasley on the touchdown drive, that 22.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That was the longest pass play and the only one over 20 yards. So Kansas City, they did, I mean, they were kind of like the Bills' defense. We're not going to let Josh Allen in the passing game go over the top of us. Theirs worked. And they also didn't give up 245 yards rushing.
Deep breaths, right? Deep breaths.
Okay.
There's a lot that went wrong.
The offense was terrible.
The offense was
Josh Allen was miserable. Bad. Yeah. I mean, it just, come on, 17 points?
I also think that running back is a problem.
Yeah, they're not getting any production.
They're not getting any production from running back. I'm not saying it's entirely on the running back side, you know, the blocking scheme, the way they run the ball. But with Singletary and Moss, what I've got there is I've got nothing that ever bounces outside, ever. If it's not there in the middle, it's not going anywhere.
Right.
And sometimes I'm going to need a back that can bounce it outside. You know, I don't get that.
Like Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yes, right. Like the Bills would have it bottled up a little bit and slide over, you know, 2 gaps and get 7 yards or 8 yards. Now, maybe, you know, maybe the Chiefs have covered those better, but it's just I wonder about the running backs. It makes me think about Le'Veon Bell and their pursuit of him. They're not getting much. Your offense, right, and John Brown, I mean, obviously is not 100%, clearly, right? He seemed to be laboring a little bit. So your offense is throw to Diggs, who's good, mix in Beasley. You've got really not much at tight end still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to think that their tight ends are on the level, but Knox not available. And Croft, you know, he's got a couple touchdowns.
A
I just don't think he's a difference maker in a big way. You know, in the first 4 weeks, one of the things you had was this offense scheming everybody open.
Yep.
There were guys wide open because you're playing against a lot of man coverage. And that has changed a lot the last couple weeks. And guys are not schemed open nearly as much. Now you've got guys all over the receivers when they catch the ball.
Yeah. Last night, Beasley and Diggs were the only guys who had more than one catch. And again, a large part of that is the quarterback was bad. I mean, right from the first drive. I mean, he misses his first two throws, excuse me, to Beasley and Brown. And that was his worst game of the season. Josh Allen was miserable. He was off target. When they took some shots downfield, they weren't able – he missed Stephon Diggs in the end zone for a touchdown. You know, there weren't a lot of deep shots, but that was the best one of the night. He was open, and Josh overthrew him. And the running game – Allen was the best runner they had last night. They did run him a little bit more than they have in the past few weeks. But Allen in the passing game did nothing. I mean, they had one good drive. They had nine possessions last night. They had one good drive. The touchdown drive in the fourth quarter where they went down the field and, you know, maybe Kansas City was sitting back a little bit, whatever. Allen's 5 of 5, 56 yards, boom, downfield, couple big throws to Beasley, touchdown. That's it. That was the only decent drive the offense put together all night. They couldn't stay on the field. The defense couldn't get Kansas City off the field. And you've got to figure out, if you're Brian Daboll and Sean McDermott and that coaching staff, I'm going to guess, you know, teams are going to do what Tennessee and Kansas City did. You know, we're going to sit back. We'll keep our safeties back. Kansas City blitzed a lot last night. We're going to sit back, and you guys are not going to go over the top on us, and we're going to make you beat us underneath, and we're not worried about you having a big running game against us because the running backs are doing nothing right now. Great, you got to figure out how to make them pay. And I, you know, hit some of your deep throws last night would have helped, but that's a dilemma the Bills coaching staff has to deal with right now, of how to get this offense going again, because clearly if this season goes anywhere, it's because of the offense. It's not because of the defense.
Well, the good news is they've got the double bye coming up. The Jets and then the Joe Flacco Jets and then a bye. Yeah. So, right?
No, then they play the Patriots.
New England, sorry. Yeah. And then the bye after that.
Yeah.
All right, they don't have a double bye.
No, they play Seattle after that.
Have the bye.
The bye is later in November.
What am I doing with this schedule over here? Okay, well, then you better figure it out. I was trying to be positive, like thinking they're going to have some time.
Yeah. I honestly said to you, I'm not kidding. I mean, maybe it was the pessimist in me watching the game last night, figuring out they're going to lose, so don't get your hopes up. And I swear, when I thought Edwards-Helaire fumbled, I thought, they're going to win this game. I really did. When they said, fumble, Bills have it, I'm looking at the clock and the score going, they're going to get a touchdown here, and they're not playing well, and they're going to win the stupid football game. Of course, his knee was down, so it didn't matter. But I don't know. They're not in discussion with the top teams in the AFC. I know it was a close game on the scoreboard, but they're not in the discussion with Kansas City, Tennessee, and probably Pittsburgh, and maybe Baltimore. They're not. So, on the other hand, you are 4-2. You lead your division. Okay, you had good wins over the Rams and the Raiders. You stepped up in competition, and you had two bad games. So, what's the big picture? I'm sitting there, you know, going to bed last night thinking they're 4-2. Beat the Jets. We all expect you to do that. Be 5-2, and the Patriots are coming in here. Okay, there's your next test.
Yeah, the division race is alive and well.
Division, right. Beat them. You beat New England, and you reach the midpoint of the schedule at 6-2. I think we're all good with that. I know you're not happy with what happened against the Titans and the Chiefs. But if you're 6-2 at the midpoint, and you're leading the division, and you're two games up in the loss column in New England, and you have the tie-breaking edge, I'm good. I mean, and there'll be other tests, you know. How do you do against Seattle? How do you do against Pittsburgh? Some of the other top teams in the league you still will play. And you still have to prove you can beat New England post-Brady, which they haven't had a chance yet. So there are plenty of tests to come, and there's no reason for me. I'm not going to freak out and say this is really going downhill fast, because you win the next two division games and you're in great shape in the division. Mm-hmm. So that's where I was last night going to bed.
Which do you want back more? Did you see my Twitter poll?
I didn't. The internet was down this morning,
okay.
So we're all scrambling.
Here's your Twitter poll. You can make this question of the day if you want. Which do you want back more? The 4-0 offense or last year's defense?
Oh, give me the offense.
Right, the 4-0 offense. Last night's game is a game, and you have a chance if your offense is playing like we've seen it play.
Yep.
And if you have last year's defense, you probably lose 17-16.
Yeah, you know what?
You're not winning. Last year's defense keeps them down, but the offense is the same. It doesn't do anything.
To McDermott's point in the postgame show, you know, pick your poison. and you know the game is right there. He is correct. Okay, if you look at it, if you step away and look at big picture, and someone just told you you didn't see the game, they said, "Hey, they got 26," and you'd say, "Wow, cool, great! That's their second lowest point total of the season." You know who else held Kansas City to 26 points in a loss? The Patriots. Like, New England had the best defensive performance of anybody against Kansas City, and they held them to 26 points, and they lost because they had no offense. Cam Newton didn't play, and they literally had no offense. So 26 points, it doesn't feel good as a Bills fan, but that is a really good showing technically by a defense against the Kansas City Chiefs. To your point, that's why I would vote for the offense in your Twitter poll. Mm-hmm. It was 26 points. 17? I mean, you've just got to be – and I know
– it's 17, and the last touchdown comes as the Chiefs are just, you know –
yeah, it's 20 – what was it, 23-10 at that point.
It's not quite prevent defense, but it's kind of.
Right,
hey, get the offense back on the field so we can run this game out.
You know? I mean, you know, you're not moving the ball all night in the passing game, and all of a sudden Josh goes 5-of-5 and they go right downfield. So clearly Kansas City was doing something a little bit different. They blitzed still a little bit on that drive, but they were doing something different. You got to score points. So I don't want to live in the air. You know, I do not want to live in the world of you've got this great defense. That's like the Bears from a few years ago. You know, great, you have a dominant defense. Wonderful. I need points. If you're going to beat the better teams in this league, look, the defense played really well against Baltimore last year. They lost the game. The offense couldn't score enough points. I need an offense that scores, which is why the first four games were so much fun. They're dictating it. Like, you know, the whole take what they're giving you. No. Try and do what you're doing best. You know why they're giving it to you? Because they think that's the best way to beat you. I'd like to see the offense be able to win football games again. And I would vote for the offense over the defense because you need to score points in this league to beat the best teams in the NFL and the best teams on your schedule. You know, I don't know that you're going to beat Seattle 17-14 when they come here. You're going to have to put points up on the board. And if they did last night, if the offense was better, if they hit on some of those plays, maybe they sneak out the win some way last night because they did hold Kansas City to 26. So I'm give me the offense all the time.
Mahomes was a backbreaker last night, huh?
He's unfair to play against.
Well, right. I mean, he didn't have one of his monster games where it's a 5-touchdown or a 300-yard like, you know, we've seen Josh Allen have this year. It was he's going to make a pass now, and if he does not complete it, you get to get off the field.
Yeah.
But it's Patrick Mahomes, so he's going to – like, the thing that makes me the most upset about the way the Bills' defense is playing right now is that there is, I want to say, nothing going well.
Yeah, it they can't seems stop
the,
about right.
They
yeah.
can't stop the run, right? We know that. Mm-hmm. They can't stop the run. They have real trouble stopping the run. Although last night, again, the game plan was we're going to play a defense where we try and get them off the field I guess somehow, I don't know how, but we don't want to give a big chunk plays in the passing game. Okay, so what happens when Kansas City needs a passing play? The Bills can rush 3 or rush 4 or blitz and never get there.
Right.
And, by the way, if you do cover well enough, which they do several times in Tennessee and again last night, you're going to let the quarterback break, contain, and run on you. Like, the quarterback has never had an easier time than they do against this pass rush and this defense. Like, it's just, it's not getting there. And I don't know what their answer is. This is where, like, we had a conversation the other day about trading for J.J. Watt. And we talked about how, boy, you really could use someone like a Jadeveon Clowney or anybody. Because there is, like, the number of times I said out loud during the game, or said it to myself, I don't know, who knows, you're delirious when you're watching these games sometimes. I would have said, how about a sack here? You know? How about a sack? They don't ever get there.
Yeah.
Not with 3, not with 4, not with – you can't send 5 because Patrick Mahomes will eat you alive. So you drop all these guys back in coverage. You do cover, and not only can you not get there, you're just going to let him out and he's going to run for 15 yards or scramble away where somebody's got to make a decision and then, you know, Travis Kelce opens up.
That's the frustrating part. Like, when you're out – when he's scrambling and you're out there on the edge – do you come up and try and make a tackle? Because you know, heck, there was even one play where, you know, I don't want to make fun of the defense, but the play where he scrambles,
he starts
the line of scrimmage, turns around, comes back.
Yeah.
Wait, he can't throw, guys. Don't worry. I mean, you don't know how to play that guy. When he gets out on the edge, if you bite and come up on the run, he's throwing the ball and somebody's open. I mean, the 3rd-and-12 pass was Mahomes scrambling, going to the edge. and the coverage breaks down eventually, right? Poyer's got to come up and get Kelsey. Nobody's got. By the way, maybe they should have covered Kelsey a little more last night. And the middle of the or that side of the field is wide open. They don't have none of the three units on defense are doing anything particularly well right now. That's a problem. Like even the secondary, Jeremy, even like the safeties and Trey White. Anybody playing well back there? Anybody making game-changing, difference-making plays? We know the linebackers are having problems because Milano's injured, and whatever's going on with Edmonds, he just doesn't seem to be a factor. You documented the defensive line, which they shook up last night. But the secondary isn't coming through either. I mean, they're having breakdowns in coverage. Guys are open. It was just Tyreek Hill was a non-factor, but Kelsey had some big catches. And in the most critical play of the game, they gave up a 37-yard pass that put Kansas City in field goal position to basically put the game away.
Hmm. How mad are people going to be today?
I think probably mad. Yeah,
I think it's a real mad kind of day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I can't. Whatever. And I'm not going to. You know. You can be as mad or not as you want. I mean, I'm not. Like I said, I wasn't expecting a win, and I'm going to step back and say, okay, I know they're not in the best discussion, but they're, you know, go ahead and do the next thing. Win your next two games and put yourself in position to win the division. So, I'm still looking at that.
I might have been expecting a win. I kind of was talking myself into it. I was certainly at least expecting a game or a showcase.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well, that's the other thing too, Jeremy. I mean, back-to-back primetime national TV games and, you know, and the offense wasn't bad in Tennessee. They were bad last night. Like, if you tune in that game, all these people are talking about Josh Allen and Brian Daboll and the Bills and their explosive offense. What explosive offense? I mean, they just were so bad. Miserably bad. So I get it if people are mad. I understand.
Yeah. The other thing that's going to happen today, it will no doubt happen. If we start talking about the defense for 5 minutes, it'll be someone calling, what about the offense? And if we start talking about the offense for 5 minutes, what about the defense?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Special teams, and how about the missed kick? I mean, the kicker.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
If he makes that kick, you know, the whole time the game is within reach.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're tied at halftime. And like I said, hey, the defense, the first drive of the third quarter, they got to stop.
They got to stop.
They forced a punt, but then your offense did nothing, and then the defense couldn't get off the field again. So, yeah, not a fun night. Okay, we'll get a break in, and we'll start knocking down some phone calls. And I think we got a couple lines open, too. 803-0550 to join us. We're taking your calls all morning long, 803-0550, and we know you're awake because it's not like you had to stay up to watch this game until 11:30, so hopefully you got a good night's sleep. 888-550-2550 or 803-0550, and we'll get some calls when we get back. It is Buffalo Bills Football Tuesday, presented by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. I have good news for you. You can save money all winter thanks to my friends over at Reimer Home Services. Let's talk about your furnace and your heating bill and how you should get your furnace tuned up, whether you have turned it on yet or not turned it on yet, doesn't matter. Get it tuned up so it's ready to go through winter to save you money. Now, you save money the minute you book the tune-up by calling 694-8524. Oh, by the way, mine is booked. They're coming to my house Friday. It's normally $189. Right now, you can get it for $89. So there's savings number one. But then you save all winter long. They come out, they tune it up. Basically, they're cleaning it out. They're making sure it's safe, no cracks. But by cleaning it out, it runs at peak efficiency. And then you can see a reduction of up to 33% off of every bill this heating season. So why not save money twice? 694-8524. Call the office today. Ask for the $89 tune-up for your furnace. 694-8524 for Reimer Home Services.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The snap. Bills rush for Mahomes. Cocks his arm. Lowers to his right. Looking downfield. Fires downfield. Got a man wide open. It is caught at the 42-yard line of the Bills, caught by Pringle, and he gets the first down and more. He finally is brought down at the Buffalo 29-yard line. That could be a backbreaker right there.
Indeed it was. Who's Pringle? Third and 12 at their own 33. Kansas City converts that 37-yard passing, and they get a field goal on that drive that basically put the game away and made it 26-17. The highlights from last night's game are brought to you by the Stam Law Firm. Let our family protect your family. Visit stamlaw.com. We'll get to your calls in a moment. Bills lose to the Chiefs 26-17. They are 4-1 on the season. Rough night all around. The offense managed only 206 net yards on 50 plays. Josh Allen had his worst game of the season, 122 yards passing. Did have a couple touchdowns, one interception at the end of the game. The Cardinals beat Dallas last night 38-10. Cowboys are 2-4 and lead the NFC East. Number of key injuries, fantasy football players. Miles Sanders out a week or two. The Eagles running back. Zach Ertz up to a month. Raheem Mostert, Niners running back, might go on IR. He's got a high ankle sprain. Let's see, what else? Not sure, Adam Gase, not sure if Sam Darnold will be available for Sunday's game against the Bills. Down in New Jersey, Darnold has missed the last two starts with an injury. Doc Emrick retires, legendary hockey announcer, and the World Series opens tonight, Game 1 at 8 o'clock, Los Angeles and Tampa. Those are your headlines. Add a smile to your Buffalo Football Monday with WGR and Crosby's. Earn points and rewards every day with the new My Crosby's Rewards program. Stop in today and learn more. Let's get some calls in on Bills Football Tuesday.
I made a brisket yesterday. At least that turned out okay.
So that was the best part of the day.
That was the best part, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, everything was bad. If you had fantasy football interests last night, you know, what? I guess Clyde Edwards-Helaire,
yeah.
Nobody else got you anything.
No, that was about, hey, I mean, Diggs also had 40-something yards.
Yeah, there's the other good part. Diggs had a great touchdown catch. What a catch.
The throw and catch was really.
It looked like the throw on that play. Allen's just thinking, I'm going to put it here and see if he can get it. And he did.
I didn't think he was in bounds watching it live. I don't know how he was. That was a tight window and a really nice job by Diggs to stay in bounds. The let's see. We'll start with Mark here on Bills Football Tuesday. Welcome, Mark. Go right ahead.
Good morning, guys. There's a lot to say about this game. The defense, I don't know. I don't think they were horrible just because of the fact that they kept the scores down. But what I wanted to really touch on was that I noticed after Allen ran that they had the third and one and they went up the middle and they didn't get it. And then Allen tried.
Yeah, the fourth and one keeper.
And
yeah.
Didn't get it. And at that point in time, that's right then is when I noticed that he took his shoulder brace off. I noticed that he was kind of holding his shoulder. I think there's more to that shoulder than what they're leading on. But I noticed, and I know that you guys had touched on the fact that maybe Kansas City was doing a little something different defensively, but to me it looked like he was throwing the ball a lot better after he took the brace off. I mean, last week he looked horrible and he was wearing the brace, and I just feel like there's more to that shoulder than what meets the eye. Now, people say that it's his non-throwing shoulder, but it's gonna mess with your mechanics if you are restricted.
I didn't think he was horrible in Tennessee. I thought he was horrible last night. They got in Tennessee 260 yards passing, whatever it was. He was able to make some throws. He made some really nice throws in Tennessee. Last night was next to nothing from Josh Allen. And if they're worried about the shoulder, I mean, they did run him. He ran more than he did in any game since week one against the Jets. There were designed runs for him last night in addition to scrambles. So I'm not sure that I would look at the shoulder and say that's affected the passing game. He was off target more often than not last night.
True.
I just think he had a bad game.
Yeah, I think it's something – you're not the only person to bring it up and say, is there more to that? You know, we can wonder that about him, maybe about Tremaine Edmonds too.
Yeah.
Like, is John Brown, of course, like early in the game, is clear he's playing hurt. So sometimes that's going to come through as, you know, is it more than they're letting on? And other times a guy's going to try and play through it and not be able to really do anything. I mean, Allen after the game said, we can't win if I play like that. So I think I'm, you know, if he does have an opportunity, if he is a little bit more hurt than letting on, he could tell everybody, he could try to gut it out. It's just tough to kind of know, you know, the Bills are going to want to hide any sort of injury as best they can. And of course, I mean, like if you knew part of the reason that it hasn't gone well the last 2 weeks is because he's hurt, it might make you feel better. But I don't know what to do with it other than just say, you know, he says he should be better.
He's right. Mark, thanks. 803-0550 to join us on Bills Football Tuesday. We'll go to Harmon next here on WGR. Go ahead, Harmon.
Hey guys, here's the problem. A lot of people are talking about, well, is it the offense, is it the defense? It's both, and we just need a competent defense. The defensive line was getting just blown off the line last night, and you go back to what Marshawn Lynch said about how you demoralize somebody, you just run it down their, you know, run it on yep. their face. And it's just demoralizing. Regardless of how they didn't get as many yards as they normally get total, but that running just takes the wind out of your sails. Reminded me a lot of Super Bowl 25, you know, you just run it down their throat until they can't take it anymore. And, I don't know about Josh Allen, but you know, we need both. We have to have at least a competent defense that you're confident can get a stop at some point. Because even if you get to the playoffs, if you can't stop anybody at least a couple of times, you're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's why to me if you want to bring up the plan and the philosophy last night, all well and good. Okay, if the number one weapon for Kansas City's offense is Mahomes and the passing attack, and you want to find a way to take that out or limit it as much as possible, great. And if you're going to sacrifice the run, great. But at some point, you still have to come up with the occasional run stops or do something to get off the field. And last night, Kansas City was, 9 of 14 on third down. And even when you got them in a third and long, you know, it was a pass here to Kelce or whoever to convert on third and long. So you can have that philosophy, but two things were happening. You still weren't getting them off the field on third down, and now they're doing these long time-consuming drives, and they are scoring at the end of these drives, which is limiting the amount of time of your offense to be on the field to try and score points last night. So I understand why they did it. I'm not a fan of it. And it still didn't work because even if you're going to say, all right, we're not going to worry about stopping Clyde Edwards-Helaire, at some point you do need your defense to stop a scoring drive. And again, Kansas City had four of them from 75 yards, and the fifth scoring drive was 82. That's not working.
Like, it's almost like the opposite of the Titans game, right? After the Titans game, it's like, well, you know, the defense
short
gave
fields.
Up. It's short fields. What do you expect? The Kansas City walks in and goes the length of the field four times.
Yeah, and they're running, you know, they're running these long scoring drives and taking time off the clock, and it is putting pressure on the offense to come out and score every time they have it, and of course they weren't able to do that.
But, you know, you did get breaks for your offense here and there. You got a fumble before the half.
Yeah.
Granted, they couldn't do much with that because of time. But you did get that. You got a bad punt from the Chiefs. You know, they gave the ball to you. That was the early in the first half, the fourth and four maybe, where I couldn't believe they didn't go for it.
Yeah.
The Chiefs decided, you know, you could say it. We could make it one against the other all day. It doesn't really – you know, what do we do with the conversation? If you don't get stops, you can't win, right? And if you don't get points,
you
can't win.
Yeah. And they got penalties, too. I mean, the Chiefs took some big penalties that helped out the Bills' offense.
If there's one thing that's concerning that, you know, I think about Sean McDermott today, like how upset is he about their run defense?
The personal fouls.
Yeah. How upset is he? Because the Tennessee game, you know, one of the reviews I think of a lot of people was like, man, it's very uncharacteristic of the Bills. They did not have a good day. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of penalties. There were pre-snap penalties. So last week against Tennessee, it was, you know, procedural stuff, attention to detail stuff. And you'd say, well, the Bills were not sharp. Allen was okay, but not as sharp as he's been. And the whole team just didn't seem sharp.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, that's not how you would describe it. You describe it as they couldn't get anything going, and they lost their cool, you know, the defense with a couple of really bad penalties. And, you know, you mentioned that fourth and one sneak. The Bills are great at that, and they didn't get, you know, the
they
play
had a false
they run
start
better
that play
than
anyway, right?
It looked like it was, I don't know, you sometimes you think, man, it looks like they're just, like, mailing this in, fourth and one. And, of course, you know that's not the case. But, like, it's just another indication of how things have been going for this team. It's 2 weeks where you've played poorly, and you can't afford to do it against those two teams. And, like, that might be what's frustrating.
And
if you lose a game to a team you're expected to beat, you're mad about, you know, having a bad day, not meeting expectations. You meet the teams that, you know, the whole goal is to compete with these teams. And to kind of get blown off the field by both of them is, I think, sobering, right? It sends things crashing back to earth in terms of expectations. You know, okay, division, fine, let's talk about it. But one seed? I mean, we're laughing about the one seed right now, right? We're having the conversation going into that game. And then with these two performances put together back-to-back, it's tough to have that conversation.
And it's funny, those two plays, it was getting to Mark's point about the Allen shoulder. If you think about it, it's third and one. Why don't you have Allen run on that one? But they give it to Zach Moss, and Cody Ford, I think, doesn't even block Chris Jones. And then what do they do on fourth and one? It isn't even Allen just get under center and go forward. He takes a step back. He gets the snap, steps back, goes to his side, and then tries to go forward as opposed to just get the snap and pull forward, man. You're 200 and whatever pounds. So maybe that's where you look at it and go, maybe the shoulder is an issue. They didn't just say on third down and fourth down, Josh, go forward. And again, the fourth down, even if he made it, wouldn't have mattered because they had a false start. But those two defensive penalties on that field goal drive, you gave him 30 yards. I mean, and it wasn't even close. You know, Trey White, that plays out of bounds. And Poyer was worse than Trey White. That might even been even further out of bounds. And he throws the guy down. I don't know I know what they're thinking. They're getting frustrated. They're getting beat. They're getting, you know, paper-cutted to death, essentially, with the running game. And then the key passes being thrown in. And they got frustrated. And they're not playing well defensively. But, man, that's 30 free yards at a critical time in the game when you're trying to get them off the field. It would have been 20-10, I think, before that
field goal drive there,
That's a critical stop you need right there, and you just can't give them yards like that. So, yeah, that was frustrating, too.
And, you know, what else was frustrating? Buck and Aikman.
What's the matter?
It's just,
you're not a fan?
I mean,
all right. Go ahead. I've always said I love Joe Buck on baseball. I
don't mind Joe Buck.
Aikman's
a little tougher to take.
Yeah.
It felt like the broadcast, I mean, this is just a stupid thing about how I felt.
Yeah.
It felt like the Bills were extras in the Chiefs show.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been the game, too.
Well, the Bills were not exactly playing
well.
So it wasn't it might have. I'm going to go with it was more the way the game
Bills?
Was being played out, and the Bills were not doing their part to be part of the storyline, you know? Let's see. We'll get Mike in here. Thanks for holding on, Mike. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
I'm not. I'm not mad. I am. I look at it. I say, you know, it. I thought it was going to be a lot worse. You know, I would say that I actually kind of think that Kansas City took their foot off the scoring pedal at some point. I mean, they saw that they were running the ball, they were chewing up clock, they were well ahead. We weren't playing well, so I think they were just kind of happy with that. As a matter of fact, if I was the coach, I would even skip watching the film this week and just start game planning for next week, which the good news is the Jets. So I think it's we got to get healthy. I think we got to get everyone back up and ready to play. And I think the coming week here and the weeks is going to tell a lot about our coaching staff's ability to motivate these guys and get them back in and get them back up playing the way they were. So it's a big task. It was a bad performance. I think I'm more disappointed that although it wasn't a must win for me, it was a must play well.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you said exactly that. Chris Brown said it, and I liked how he said it on One Bills Live. It wasn't a must win. Yep. It's a must perform. And they didn't.
No.
In either of the last two games, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's very concerning to me. I mean, we got the talent there. We were 4-0. We beat the Rams. We were playing good football. So I think in the coming weeks is going to talk a lot about our coaching staff's ability to get these guys back, their head back in the game and playing. We got to get healthy, no doubt. I mean, we're missing that run stuff in the middle with Milano. So it hurts. We have some key injuries, but, you know, it's for me, I'll the old Belichick line, it's on to the Jets. And let's play these guys like we know we can play. Let's worry about, you know, beating those teams and just take them one game at a time. Because this division is going. I think it's going to be a dogfight to the end. And I think you know the Dolphins and the Patriots are a threat. But I just want us to get our head back in the game, get healthy, and bury that game and move on.
Sorry, thank you for your call. I'm just seeing your tweet about send a car.
Oh, Geno Atkins is frustrated with his role with the Bengals.
Come on,
go
buddy.
Get him.
He would immediately upgrade your defensive line, your defensive tackle. He'd be the best defensive tackle you have. That's funny. Thanks for making me laugh. That was good.
Are we going to have, you know, we had the Josh Allen apology tour, people apologizing for being wrong about Josh Allen. Is there going to be a Star Latulale apology tour?
Yeah, they need
it. Are we also like, yeah. Hey, sorry, man, that we never really appreciated that you have a really important job up there.
Yeah, I got to remember, you know, when we talk about the pieces they lost, you know, Shaq and Jordan Phillips and Lorenzo Alexander, remind me to keep mentioning Star Latulale. I mean, they're down four starters that were, well, Shaq didn't start. I think Trent Murphy was technically a starter and same thing. Whatever, you know, they're down four key players from last year's defense, and that's one of the reasons why they're not performing as well this season on that side of the ball. Mike, thanks for the call. We got, we got lines open. Let's go, everybody. Want to hear from you. It is one of those mornings where, you know, you need to talk it through and talk to us, and we'd love to hear from you. And we have that kind of fun little byplay thing going on. So 803-0550 to join us. 888-550-2550. Your thoughts from last night's game. What are you not happy with from the loss to the Chiefs? Whatever else you want to bring up from the game, we're here to break it all down with you. It is Bills Football Tuesday on WGR. By the way, don't forget, Sal will be on today with another Extra Point show. He'll be here from 10 to noon. Wall-to-wall phone calls for that. Football Tuesday presented by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. The visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I don't think that it affected us too much. You know, I think obviously they ran the ball a lot more than we probably thought they would. That's just based off of the way we were playing them. We wanted to limit their explosive plays, 10 in the past game on these explosive plays. You know, obviously it left some of the run game open, not being able to have 8 in the box. So it was a cat and mouse game with both teams, you know, chess match. And so we just got to continue to get better and stay together as a football team and understand that we're 4-2 right now. And got an opportunity to go play the Jets on the road. So a short week too, so that'll be able to get us off of this loss right here.
That is Jordan Poyer. Some of his comments after the game last night. KC ended up running the ball 46 times. They said, I think they said it was the most runs ever by an Andy Reid coach team. 46 for 245 in the win last night over the Bills. We're taking your calls. It is Bills Football Tuesday. We've got a couple lines open, 803-0550.
Call me crazy.
888-552-550. You're crazy.
Call me crazy.
But?
The fact that they kept running it kept the Bills in the game.
Yeah. But it all, yeah, I mean, it did. It did do some of the things McDermott wanted to do. I mean, it did shorten the game.
Shortened the game.
But it also, you know, gave the Bills less time on the field.
It gave the Bills less, right. So it simultaneously killed the game,
yeah,
but kept them in it.
It made it close, but it also hurt the Bills, I think.
I'm not saying it was a good thing.
No, you're right. It had two effects.
If they come out and wing the ball around and try and score as many points as possible, it's a blowout if they can do it. You know, it's just I want to be careful about being that kind of offense. I'd love if the Bills could do that when necessary, and clearly they can't.
Yeah.
But during the game, it felt like, okay, I mean,
they weren't.
Give me one holding penalty.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
And they weren't bringing extra guys in the box. Clearly, you could see, like, the secondary was playing back. The linebackers were playing back off the line. And again, in the postgame, when McDermott was talking about the strategy, he was asked, did you think of putting 8 or even 9 guys in the box at some point? And he said something to the effect of, you know, if you watch the other games, Kansas City, when other teams have tried 9 guys in the box, they give up 40 points. So, I mean, clearly, they were not going to get beat with a huge passing night and a whole bunch of big passing plays, and they felt, you're going to run it, but you're not going to get 40 points on us. And they didn't. But again, when your defense can't get anybody off the field on third down, your offense is sitting around the bench and not able to get on. I mean, 6.5 minutes of possession in the second half is nuts for the Bills offense. That's all they had the ball. Let's see. We left off with Mark, I believe. Mark, you're next up here on Bills Football Tuesday. Go right ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just driving to Syracuse to try to get around at Tunje and to ease the frustrations of these last couple of weeks. But my opinion here is it starts in the front. We missed, Howard, you just said it, we missed Jordan Phillips, even Lawson and Starr not being in there. It seems the last 3 or 4 weeks, the first contact from any one of our defensive players is either Jordan Poyer or, you know, Tremaine Edmonds trying to run down a running back. There are none of our defensive linemen make contact at all with a running back once they hand off the ball. It's so frustrating to watch. I don't understand what Jerry Hughes does on his rush where he cuts to the middle, whether it's a stunt by himself, gives up the edge. We saw it with Tannehill. We saw it with Mahomes. We saw it with the Raiders. Is that a planned stunt into himself with nobody watching the edge? Gives Mahomes another 3 or 4 seconds to find open receivers. And finally, I thought our offensive line was solid, but there are no holes for our running backs to get through. 2 or 3 yards isn't going to do it. I thought our offensive line was the most solid portion of our team, but very disappointed in the running game. And I'll hang up and listen. Oh, one other thing. I'm tired of having the Carolina retreads on our team. Josh Norman is nothing more than a fourth-line cornerback, and Addison had his first sack last night. Just let's move on to other players from other teams. Forget about the Carolina Panthers retreads. Thanks.
Yeah.
Addison didn't have his first sack.
No,
last
he's had.
Night.
I think he's maybe
up
to 3
now?
This season. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I don't worry about Carolina retreads. If they're good, great. If they're not, I don't care what team they come from. You want to get good football players on the roster. Josh Norman, last night was at least on a couple plays, was just Well, I was going to say it was giving too much cushion. That was part of the game plan. They weren't going to get beat deep, so they were going to back off the receivers. The safeties are going to do what they do. They're going to stay deep and make Kansas City complete plays in front of them. So I think that was part of the strategy, not that Josh, you know, Josh Norman hasn't played well, but he played the game plan I think they were trying to play last night. So I don't – the Carolina thing to me is just Addison's been okay. It's whatever you're bringing in. You can bring in players from any team in the league. If they're not good, I don't worry about the whole ex-Carolina thing.
Yeah. And, like, you know, I think a lot of today, we'll talk to Sal, we'll talk to everybody, it's not necessarily offense versus defense because both are having their problems right now. I guess a conversation a Bills fan has with another Bills fan, like if you and I are talking, it's what, you know, it's my Twitter poll. What do you want fixed? The answer is, of course, both. But I loved the first 4 weeks because they were a team scoring in the 30s. And now they're not.
Yeah.
And that worries me a lot more than what's going on defense. I know that, like, you can find a way to fix the defense. Maybe, you know, you add pieces here or there. But the offense has to find a way to get its game back. The idea is draft a franchise quarterback, build around him, and then be like the Chiefs. And right now you don't look anything like that offensively. And if you want to say it's because they can't pound the rock when teams are playing the zone, okay, fine, that's a problem. You can't run it when they're playing a soft zone like that? Okay, that's a problem. Your quarterback can't, for whatever reason, can't get things going. If it is a shoulder injury, if he can't find the tight ends, if it took a whole half to find Cole Beasley against Tennessee. Last night, your only plays are going to Diggs that are really working effectively, all that effectively. He had a couple to Beasley, I guess, as well. I just need to find ways to get the offense, what, extended drives? Can they operate if it has to be a 12-play drive? We haven't seen that much of that, right?
Yeah.
The first drive against Tennessee had that. And then they had a game last night, or a drive last night where they had that. But you only get one of those a game, you know? The Chiefs are surgical on offense. And granted, they did a lot of it on the ground, but you went through the stats about how many long drives.
Yep.
The Bills haven't had that many long drives like that in a year almost, you know? Like, I just mean without big chunk plays. They did it with big chunks. They did it with over the top. Think about all the stats you saw about Josh Allen throwing down the field. Like, the deep ball was there. The vertical passing game was there. Mm-hmm. And to me, that is what is most concerning the last 2 weeks, is that vertical passing game. I guess last night they had it a little bit with Diggs because of a penalty called. You know, like, Diggs was drawing penalties.
Yep.
But that was your best play, was to try and draw penalties because you're not completing passes.
Yeah, of any kind, really. All right, we'll get a break in if you're on. We got full phone lines. Everybody hold on. We can take more of your calls. Sal's coming up. We'll work in your calls with him as well. It is 803-0550 to join us. It is Bills Football Tuesday on WGR. It's presented by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.